Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not the only one that said epic, but epic it was. The World Series Game 7 last night in Cleveland. Absolutely one of the greatest sports contests of my lifetime. And I speak as a Boston Red Sox fan. Rob, how did you like it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I did scream a few bad words. The most
You didn't watch it.
He stayed up, Mike.
I stayed up.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did.
Stunned. I did that as a joke.
No, it was great.
I did that as a little joke. I didn't think you'd actually stay up and watch the whole thing.
I actually stood in the eighth inning when they came back. It shocked me that much. I was into the game. But the only time I really emphatically said the S word was when they dragged the tarp out.
Yeah.
It was
everything in my power, because I was a little bit of a poster last night. It was everything in my power not to say mistake by the lake.
Yeah.
Only in Cleveland. I didn't want to diss Cleveland. You know why I didn't want to diss Cleveland? I didn't want to diss Cleveland for the same reason that Carla got a little upset, because Carla was really all into this whole Cubs thing because of the long suffering. I said, I would be more into the Cubs if the Richie Riches from Chicago hadn't
bought all the seats.
50% of the seats in Cleveland. Yeah.
It was hard to gauge the plays based on the cheering, because the cheering didn't match the hometown crowd.
Is that not a case of the haves and the have-nots? Poor old Cleveland, working class Cleveland.
John Cusack.
You know, and then you see blue, because the Richie Riches were dropping the $25,000 for a ticket to come down there and see that. I went away with that because I knew the history, and I've watched the documentary about Chicago, so I was able to transport myself. But man, early on, when you just saw, you know what, come on. The way it's supposed to work is the team that has home field advantage, you're supposed to have the majority of the fans there.
Right.
It's not supposed to be 50-50. Yep. But ticket scalping has become such a ridiculous thing that it doesn't work that way anymore, and it sucks.
Who sort of led the charge on that was when the Washington Wizards were at their absolute worst. They bought a huge schedule.
Which year?
This was probably 97 or 8, maybe. They bought a huge schedule on WJFK, and they said, how would you like to see the Chicago Bulls? Mm-hmm. Come out and see the Wizards play the Chicago Bulls.
You sell the Lakers, you sell the Bulls.
Yeah, actually sold tickets based on the opposition.
Yeah, it's crazy. You were going to say something.
Okay, the NBA basketball side is that's league wide, right?
Yeah, okay.
You want to see the stars.
Right.
It's not that is just a marketing strategy where if your team sucks and another team's coming in and everybody wants to see Stephen Curry, then you gotta highlight that he's coming to town.
Understand?
Right? And it's been done, but I mean in Washington in particular, he's right about the Wizards. They
now that it doesn't matter if you're an Indians fan and you want to watch the World Series Game 7.
Right. Right.
You have to weigh what dollars are available, because it depends if you need that $5,000 or you really want to go see Game 7.
It sucks. It sucks. And it really
That's the question, if you're a season ticket holder, that you have to ask yourself. If somebody from Chicago wants to come in and pay $5,000 a ticket.
Yeah, if they're going to pay me that kind of money, well, I want to
have a nice
Christmas for my family.
It's going to be nice.
And I think that look. Super Bowl tickets, World Series tickets, always been an expensive ticket. But now it's just, you see the great metropolis with much more wealth.
Sure.
And then you see them coming into Cleveland. And I was really kind of stunned, and it almost made me pause. But, you know, the game itself and the principles in the game, it was a delight for
the fans. F the fans. We were watching at home, Mike, and we were enjoying it.
Looked great on TV.
It was so much fun, because both of these teams, the players on both of these teams, you had so many tremendous winners on both Cleveland and Chicago. You had the grit of these guys coming back Cleveland. I said it on my post. I said, you need to have a great parade for both teams because even if I was watching, this game, and I'm a Cleveland fan, and I believe me, I have a better perspective on this as a baseball fan because I have been there. I've been the long-suffering fan. Here's the thing. Cleveland goes on to continue to suffer. Who knows when they're going to get another shot at. But what they did, what Cleveland did in that game was give their fans a moment of unbridled joy.
Yes.
They came back to tie it at 6, and that it's not enough, obviously, if you want to win the world championship, but they gave them a moment. If it had been 7-1, 8-2, whatever, it would have been great to see Chicago win the World Series, but it still would have been, man, there was kind of a meh game.
You
for
had a game,
else.
And if you stayed with it, you know, I'm sure there are people that probably bailed on the fifth inning because it looked like that's how it was going to go. But if you stayed through the eighth and you watched that whole thing unfold and you thought about the 108-year legacy of not getting it done, didn't you feel that it was unraveling right before your very eyes?
Well, you think all the things.
Yes.
You think all the things the Cubs fans think during that because they've got that legacy of losing that they have. And by the way, I had multiple. I had threads on Facebook. I had threads on my texts, getting them from the judge who's from Illinois, and somebody on his thread. You know, thanks so much for letting us know that. Congratulations to the Cubbies. I'm going to bed. That was so worthwhile. That your selfishness, you're all you encompassing. Whoever this dick was, it was just a phone number. Who had to put
they went to bed early
and then somebody on the thread put St. Louis fan, so I guess that's what they were all about. But any sports fan, you just don't you don't bag
Mike,
that. It's almost a duty to stand up and watch that
duty,
you
know?
We rail on baseball all the time here, right? That it's not fast enough, that we don't watch it the way we used to when we were younger,
and all the slams on baseball are actually, you know, based in a lot of fact.
Yeah,
think,
so
really.
They're accurate until you're at a game 7, and it doesn't matter how slow or how long the game goes because this is game 7, World Series. You can take two other teams. Trust me, the idea that that Cleveland and Chicago were in it, that's huge, right?
Right.
But take that away, and you put two contenders, like perennial contenders in there, it's still game 7.
It's
you're
still
tied
game
up,
7, but
and you're
nothing
moving along.
Nothing will touch what we saw last night. And it leads me, and I want to ask Oscar about the Halloween bomb in a second here, but it leads me to the discussion.
Not an actual bomb, a figurative bomb.
Bombshell. Thank you.
Thank you.
It leads me to the discussion of Joe Buck, broadcaster Joe Buck. I've watched Joe Buck grow up as a broadcaster, son of Jack Buck. Might be part of the problem that he's son of Jack Buck. Always
grandson of Buck Rogers.
That's right.
Always trying too hard. Always
big shoes to fill.
There was anyone watching the game. And by the way, Joe Buck taking crap from both Indians fans and Cubs fans, mostly Indians fans. They thought he was a homer for Chicago. Well, I don't know whether that's true or not, but I will tell you this. Joe Buck, of all the major national announcers I've seen call a game, I've never seen a guy that was not capable of being in the moment. He didn't know how to do it. And it became, as I began to focus on him, because I didn't have a dog in the fight with the game, I was just enjoying watching the baseball, it became more and more evident that Joe Buck's goal was not to capture that moment. You have a 6-6 tie. You have two teams that have waited hundreds of years to get there, and you don't need to have your statistician just pouring over the history and all that. No, you want to be in that moment. And Joe Buck still had to be the smartest guy in the room with, here it is. Joe, I know those stats, whether you studied them or whether they threw
somebody's
them in
giving
front
them
of
to
you.
Him. He's not.
Somebody's giving him the stats, and he just couldn't get away from it. He couldn't get away from previous innings, which is irrelevant in that moment. What's relevant in that moment, I've been there. I've lived this in 2004 when the Red Sox came back against the Yankees. You're sitting there and you're watching the people in the stands. You're getting shots of the people on the bench. You're capturing what it feels like right there. And you know what a lot of that is? Silence. But instead, it was 62 years ago that the Cleveland, and he's giving us these historical facts, and I'm like,
fantastic.
Up, Joe Buck, please.
Fantastic camera work on, especially when they were capturing the tension in the stands. They did a great job with that.
Well,
and now with
they're
the surround
that,
and the surround sound of just the ambience of the ballpark, he could have shut up and it would have been a fine broadcast.
But at the same time, all he cares about is his patter and how he's going to say it at the end. Look,
they asked him about it, Mike, and you know what he said? He said, this is only the third time in 60 years that an announcer has screwed up Game 7.
No, this used to be, you get guys like Vin Scully, you get guys like Harry Caray, you get these guys
that have been doing it. I think they're gone, Mike. I think they're gone.
It just used to be, there wasn't this pressure to be the smartest guy in the room. You just let it happen.
It's a money ball, Mike.
You don't need anything other than your eyes and your voice to tell people, you know, the mood. This place right now is, and I've never seen a guy punt it like he's punted. I don't know what kind. Look, Joe Buck had an ill-fated talk show on HBO that where he was just eviscerated. He was just eviscerated by Artie Lang. I thought Artie Lang was too cruel to the guy, but now it becomes evident. That's what Joe Buck wants. He wants to be, hey, I'm the smarmy, snarky Joe Buck. But then he's done so many big games. He has been on that national stage that he doesn't. He ain't there, man. He's not. He doesn't. That was just. You're not going to get that again. I told my wife this. So you're not going to see anything like this. This is a lifetime sports event. 108 years.
Well, she might see it.
It was. Oh man, would we go to music? Would we go to music with that one? You know. But all right. Because we've got the mailbag. Damn it, that would have been a great kicker. Yes, sir. See, Oscar made a fabulous joke about Carla living much longer than I'm going to live.
That's right.
And that would have been a perfect time to go into the body of the show. But now let's segue into he's earned it. Let's segue into the Oscar Santana Halloween bombshell. We've got so much material that we have to do both of these up front here. You talked about this briefly yesterday. What happened on Halloween?
So, for context, my neighborhood is full of kids running around trick-or-treating, right? And before the night began, I had some of my neighbors that said, hey, things get a little wild. I've decided not to give out candy because of X, Y, and Z.
Now,
right?
Are these kids that come from other neighborhoods?
Yeah, I want to say 10
college kids.
No, 10% of the kids that trick or treat are from my neighborhood. The other 90% are from other neighborhoods in the city that probably don't have the neighborhoods that they can trick or treat in. They don't lend themselves to trick or treat.
Oscar's neighborhood is ideal for trick or treating because it's a lot of doors, real quick,
yes,
and tremendous wealth.
Yes, outside of fabulous, outside of my home.
Fabulous, full-sized candy well.
Outside of your Oscar's barn. House. Oscar's
well,
house
Oscar doesn't live in a house. He lives in a shed. But he lives in a shed in a wealthy area. Yes. That's the way it is.
All the kids at Oscar's house got a brick.
For Jimmy's.
Now, it is D.C. When you talk about kids coming from other neighborhoods,
yes.
Are you talking about you're not far away from very, very rough neighborhoods in the city of Washington. And do kids come in from
for perspective,
the hood?
When I got my neighborhood, when I got my neighbor.
Yeah, Pony, I'm sorry. I did sound like Donald Trump there, didn't I? You can't go to the grocery store without getting shot.
Powder. What do you mean
what
by that?
What do you have to lose?
So.
Are you playing in the ghetto?
As the snow flies.
Okay, turn it off.
I'm sorry. My fingers slipped.
As a minority,
as a
Latin man, right? A Latin man. I'm the only Latin man on my block. Everyone else is white, right?
Yeah.
And I said,
as is mentioned in the newsletter every month,
I was taken aback by the statement. You know, they bus in kids. And
you
I
ever
said,
want to know how to use that particular?
Yes,
expression?
Please teach me.
See sideways when Paul Giamatti is drunk and he's calling his ex-wife, and he finds out that she's getting remarried, and he's on the phone drunk, Miles, talking from the restaurant, the Hitching Post, I believe it was, in Napa Valley, the fictitious Hitching Post restaurant. He goes, and I was frankly taken aback. Taken aback. I was frankly,
Miles, you're drunk.
Well, Vicky. All right, Vicky. I am not drinking Merlot. Anyway, go ahead.
Mike, I was frankly taken aback.
Taken aback, yes.
Frankly, he was.
I was. When,
Tremendous Latino population.
No, what I heard, I was like, who's this bougie lady telling me that that all these kids get bussed in? It's Halloween.
Bougie for bourgeoisie?
And
or boozy, like reeking of vodka.
And I,
no, it's bougie.
Bougie.
I thought he was slurring.
And I said to her, okay. Like, and I said, well, we're going to give out candy, and it's just me, and Shannon's teaching anyway, so I'm going to, I bought all this candy
kids.
To give away, right? Yeah.
Halloween, it's fun for Christ's sake.
So, around 5 o'clock, the little kids in the neighborhood going on with their parents, sure. And then around 7-ish, you start seeing, like, preteens come around, and not that I'm noticing, but I'm noticing that there's minivans dropping off people left and right. I'm like, this is great. Like,
how are the costumes on this older flock?
They're very creative. Some of them weren't really costumes.
I'm
right?
a hobo.
So, but I remember as a kid going from our little townhouse neighborhood running to the big houses, hoping for big candy
yeah,
bars, right?
It's as old a tradition as Halloween, yeah.
So, but what I don't remember is, A, continuing to trick-or-treat after 9 p.m., really 8:30.
You're well within your rights to lock up
at 9 p.m. is pretty much a good time to lock the door.
Is lock the door.
And I also don't remember... a group of teenagers robbing a guy around the corner from my house.
Oh, no.
And I also don't remember a group of teenagers jumping on my car and stomping the hood in.
Oh my God. So-
really?
Yes.
And Did you call the cops?
I just yesterday, Mike, finally had time to sit down and say, officer, this is a situation.
Ossifer?
So suddenly you go from a lovely urban neighborhood, old town, Georgetown, as you're sitting there, and suddenly it turns into the Purge. That's what you're describing to me. It turns into the Purge.
There's another wrinkle.
Oh, an interesting wrinkle?
So when Shannon came home, she's like, wow, there's a lot of kids around. I'm like, yeah. I was like, I said, it's pretty cool for me personally, from my perspective, because there were... a lot of minorities, but also Latino kids running around, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I really felt great about the idea of them, for them coming to our stoop, and I'm opening the door, and they see.
I loved it in Manassas.
They see like a fun young Latin guy, like saying, "Hey." Right?
Hey, I believe we have a new description for Oscar. He is the fun young Latin guy.
Not so young, clearly. But.
No, and not so fun, really. But let's go ahead and focus on what you said.
But I remember as a kid going to those big houses.
He's the fun young Latin guy. He's the fun young Latin guy.
And this
Oscar
really,
Santana is the fun young Latin and, guy. And
co-starring Jonathan Silverman.
This really goes back to when I used to go to other neighborhoods with my brother, and I would see a Latin man that owned a cartoon sized house. I'm like, wow, that guy must be a lawyer. Like it was, everyone was cool,
very
right?
Cool perspective. I like that.
Now, if that was shattered the next day when I saw my hood stomped in.
So you did not witness it. You just saw the end result.
I got up to go to work like every human being, and I walked outside and said, oh, that's not part of my car's aerodynamics.
Wow. So it's just what it was vandalism.
Yeah. He truly had a spoiler.
So, and the robbery around the corner you heard about, you did not witness it, correct?
So we heard a commotion around 10:45. And looked out our window like we should, like any neighborhood watch would. And I saw a group of teenagers, like a little flash mob.
Really? Could you describe them?
Mike, it was multicultural. And okay.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, let's go with that.
I remember the next day being like, I wonder what happened there. And there's a new 7 on your side van out in front of my house parked with a little satellite dish going up to do a hit, right?
Mr. Santana, this is Leon Harris. Open the door.
And the camera guy, the photographer, was like, hey, do you live in this neighborhood? And as soon as I saw him, I was like, I don't want to be in. No, what happened? You know? And he said, oh, a student got robbed around the corner. Apparently a group of teenagers in costumes attacked him, robbed him, and smashed his laptop. And I was like, they smashed his laptop. I said, oh, What kind of robbery smashes one of the most important things to the robbery?
Yeah.
Right.
That logic didn't even make sense.
Vandalism.
It's all about mayhem. It's about mayhem.
Mayhem.
It's about
mayhem. I
got to
call Allstate, by the way.
That's right.
So mayhem struck me, and I sat there and I said, this is why the wonderful lady that told me she wasn't trick-or-treating said, I'm not doing it. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah, it's the purge. Lock your house up.
Yeah.
And by the way, I remember, and you know this too, because you've gone down to Georgetown before you owned a house down there, and you know that you heard this because I used to hear it. I heard it 25 years ago, that on Halloween, go down, have a great time, but don't wander off, because that is, I can imagine what the crime statistics were.
Crime territory.
In Georgetown on Halloween. Absolutely a night you're going to get rolled if you're not careful.
This is the kicker. So I see my neighbor yesterday afternoon. I'm like, hey, did you hear about what happened down around the corner? And she says, I did. And I also saw your car.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Now, she's
not
gloating.
They singled out your car to jump on.
Well, where I parked my car, it wasn't well lit. It was right around the corner where the guy got rolled. So I imagine everybody was just running away.
Maybe.
And they're like, F this, we're going to stomp on this hood, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So
she
goes, do you know what happened at my house? I said, no. She's like in her late 70s, right?
Right. What happened?
She said that all night she was terrified because people were knocking on her door saying, I know you're in there. We can see the
light.
Oh, my God.
Harvard, it's the purge. It's the purge.
Looting
and candy to the 18-year-olds. The 18-year-olds want candy.
Yeah.
Look, there's a movement for trunk or treat, right?
Yes.
I'm into that movement now.
Yeah.
Except for the fact, Mike, because they stomped on his car, he can't open his trunk. Yeah. Yeah. Dented the frame.
Wow. Well, will you keep us posted?
Please.
Let us know.
I'll let you know. But there's no one's going to get busted for this. Like, it's just, it is what it is. But I sat there. I said, Shannon, there's something called social mobility. And it doesn't have to happen on Halloween. That's what I said.
True. I know you're in there.
Well, they'll probably never. The moral of the story is don't go up the side streets on Halloween after 10 o'clock. Maybe after 9 o'clock.
Same well-lit areas. And park your car in a garage if you live there.
Absolutely. Park your car in a garage. Walk with a group of people. That's the way that goes.
And I was so happy. I was like, look at these kids. They are so pumped. I was texting Shannon. I was like, you're really missing out.
You, Rube. Yeah, you bought in.
I bought in.
There's like a 20-year-old Where's Waldo guy. Johnny Whitetude going back to his dorm. Hey, what a great party that was, you know? Okay. Yeah, that's the way that rolls. Yes, sorry. All right. Hey, you know what? That's all going to change on Election Day.
Yes.
That's all going to change. Not. All right. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Whether people have weird names, whether people on TV, they're like Stormfield or Dallas Rains, Peter Partly Cloudy, Lou Low Pressure Center, Debbie Drizzling. No other news people. There's no Harry Headline or Andrew Anchor. And they can't just give you the weather. They have to give you advice, too. They go, Mom, don't put away those umbrellas yet because we're going to get a little bit of the wet stuff this weekend. A little bit of the wet stuff. Why do they say that? Are there people who wouldn't know what to do? Are there people like, the weatherman says it's going to rain, but he didn't say what to do about it. Do you know? Does anybody know what to do? Is there a contraption we can use? Oh, wait a second. He said something about umbrellas. But, Mom, you didn't put away those umbrellas yet, did you? In the underground shelter where you normally put them because you think there's not going to be any more of the wet stuff? Did you put the umbrellas in public storage? Why are you over there, Mom?
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Oh, man. Every time I hear that, Rob, when you went out and grabbed that one, that ought to be on in morning radio in Washington, D.C.
That's good.
I swear to God. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines, we did it yesterday. Yep. When we're on, you can call us, but we usually don't because we have too much to talk about today. Our show today brought to you by a service that I'm going to be using when I land in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, and that's Lyft, L-Y-F-T. You know about Lyft, right? The app that gets you a ride in minutes on demand 24/7 for less than the cost of a cab, and especially in D.C. since we're talking about it. I love my Lyft drivers in D.C. I hope I get a chance to see some other ones again. Download the app, request a driver, and they show up on average in 3.5 minutes. I'm here to tell you that is absolutely true. Fast, fast, fast. Every Lyft driver fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. Plus, Lyft drivers are rated after every ride. Only the best ones stick around, so no filthy cars driven by creepy dudes. Lyft lets you tip within the app. That makes for happier drivers. That makes for better drivers. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest-rated and fastest-growing one. This is quality over quantity, and I'll tell you, if you had not had the experience landing in an airport, sitting on the tarmac on your plane, summoning your Lyft driver, and then getting into a beautiful, clean car for your Lyft ride, when I do it, it's going to be great, and I'm looking forward to showing Carla all about Lyft. Right now, Lyft has an amazing offer for our listeners. 3 free rides. A lot of people will be taking advantage of that this weekend. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use TMOS in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember, our promo code is TMOS. So, man, we are... We're really up on it, aren't we?
You know, what's great is we decided to move the mailbag so we wouldn't run late.
Yeah, so we wouldn't run super late. We will get to the mailbag in the third break today.
Perfect.
I have to tell you that I was complaining to my wife this week. The smell in the house was absolutely unbearable. I had no idea what it was. Couldn't identify it. I was sitting there on the couch last night, and I just went on and on. I said, there's something. Somebody, the little guy left food somewhere. The dogs have done something. It was
so many options.
I could not identify it. I could not identify what the smell was. And finally, Carla says, do you think it's those flowers? And it's the second time she's bought these flowers. They're lilies. The death flower.
Yes.
And are they called the death because they smell like a corpse?
They smell. It's mental because I totally agree with you. I've actually said to Carrie, do whatever you want when I die, but please don't have lilies. Mm. Because to me, lilies smell like a funeral home. And when I smell lilies, I associate death.
Yeah, well, these had a weird, funky smell that just bothered me. And, you know, I follow my nose around my house, and it is so... It's a curse. It's a curse. If Frankie poops in the garage, I can smell it. It's terrible. As a matter of fact, and by the way, if you, I've never talked about this, but if you're talking about my two beloved pets, both Beluga and Frankie.
Yes.
Beluga, no more odor than a hot biscuit.
Really?
Frankie, the death smell coming from neurotic chihuahua poop.
This is not typical because all smushed-faced dogs, of which pugs are one, are notorious for being gassy.
Yeah, Beluga's not that gassy, no.
Wow.
He's just a double pumper. But his stink, don't get me wrong, they stink. I'm just talking about the comparative.
Oh, okay.
When I scoop up with my plastic little doggy bag, and by the way, we have a violator in the neighborhood. I just thought I'd point that out.
Oh, my God.
And the violator has a large dog.
Oh, no.
Based on the pile that I've seen now twice.
And you have determined it's not human.
Have you reported it?
No, I won't be the guy. I can't be the guy incidentally, we are supposed to. Everybody knows that. I think it might be the judge.
Really?
Oh, my God.
He's got a big-ass dog, and I never see him with bags. I never see him with the bags.
So he comes over, deuces on your lawn, and rolls out?
Nah, you know what? I see him walking the dog, but I've never seen the actual pickup. And I've seen the pickup.
What breed of dog does
everywhere.
He have? What breed?
He's got this kind of like large-sized, maybe one of them fancy breeds. You know,
a fecal retriever.
It's the large it's the water poop spaniel. I think it's all black, and it kind of looks like a giant Scotty. But
yeah,
it's
yeah,
big.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
The president has a dog like that.
Similar to that, but the dog is all black. And, you know, I'm not.
Always
I'm not
color.
Our president.
It's yeah. always color. Yeah. you got to be careful. Keep the dogs away from cars because they jump on the hoods of the car. Anyway. Oh, come
multicultural,
on.
Mike.
Multicultural, my ass. But anyway, it's just.
I think yes. one of the problems with the lilies, Mike, is the lily is an extraordinarily large flower. The bloom itself is big. So
is
when
the
it,
bloom off the lily?
I didn't know lilies smell like death.
Yeah, well, they smell like a funeral. They always have to
How
me.
Many funerals have you been to?
Oh, more and more all the time, but never my own.
Oh. So, but God love her, she got him out of the house. The house smelled great today. The house smelled fantastic, and it was, you know, post-World
Did
Series.
Did she plant it in the yard?
No, she just got rid of him. She just chucked him, and she got him out of there. So I'm sorry for the very short break, but we do have a mailbag to get to.
Yes. Mailbag.
And I want to do that, and then we will. There's so much I need to talk to you guys about. I'm not going to be able to do it, but I will get to your letters and your birthdays on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back, everybody. Sorry for the delay.
When I say suds, my wife says, No, not that kind of suds. Real suds. Suds that come from a good beer. The type of beer that we talk about on the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. Hey, why don't you go to Facebook.com today? Search on TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club and join a group of people that love suds. Whether it's lager, stout, Hefeweizen, ale, or maybe a fancy saison. It doesn't matter. Join the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club today and talk to people who not only love TMOS, but love their beer.
God bless him. God bless
him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A fine saison.
Could you make one for the TMOS and like meth enthusiasts? Just a parody sort of, please.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Just to really scale it up, but make it classy.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Have you ever lost Tommy? Have you ever lost a tooth?
Tommy with the TMOS Meth Society. Welcome back.
Talk
to
about
the
Winnebagos and chemicals, Mike.
Hey, let me tell you about Texture. Totally reimagining magazines. I get all my magazine content on Texture. What magazines? Well, all of them, and it's all done on your personal device, like your iPad or your iPhone. You never run out of stuff you love. You'll love it. You get back issues. It's fantastic. It's entirely digital, environmentally friendly. You won't have a stack of magazines lying all over your house. Magazines like Vanity Fair, Vogue, Real Simple, New Yorker, National Geographic, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Good Housekeeping, Better Homes and Gardens, Bon Appetit, Food Network, Wired, PC Magazine, Popular Science, all these. They're fantastic.
Everything.
Esquire, one of my favorites, the golf magazines. I love Texture. Here's the best part. Texture is offering a free trial right now.
This is the best time, Oscar.
Yes, it is.
When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you will get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. All you have to do is start binging for free and do it right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. Binge, baby, binge, and find out why I love Texture. You will, too. All right, Rob, we can't waste any more time. It's not about us.
No.
Not about Oscar's car getting destroyed. No. Not about the guy in his neighborhood getting robbed. Not about the smell of lilies. Not even about the World Series. It's about you. That's right, you, the listener, and we can't waste any more time. So now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. And Rob Spiewak.
Yo!
You dear heart, do we have any postcards, you little freak?
Yes, we do, actually. I love an international postcard. This one comes from Iceland, from Stephanie Stilly. Hello from Iceland. Just want to say thank you for all you say and do and all the joy you bring to our life.
Oh, cool.
And also a last...
Is she Icelandic or is she on vacation?
She does not say, but
I remember when I was on the radio back like 10 years ago, we had a promotional trip to Iceland where
Iceland,
you know, they were like, they put us on all the men's shows, you know, all the hot talk guy shows, because they were really selling. Iceland Air was like, you know, doing sex tours over there. It was, it was crazy.
The sex tours were great, and there was no nighttime when we were over there. It was, got like dusky for about 30 minutes, and then the sun was back up. Weird.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Was not the underlying theme of the commercials that men would go over to see the beautiful Icelandic women?
Yes.
And when we got to Iceland, I got a distinct vibe that the Icelanders were aware of this.
They hated
us.
If you were
an American going over there, they thought you were an instant dick.
Yes.
Am I right about that or wrong?
We're here to take your women.
Never has a commercial. A commercial has never used the phrase blonde hair so often.
Oh, yeah.
And also, Mike, a mystery was solved this week. Remember when we got four boxes of cereal, Quisp cereal, and there was no explanation to it?
Right.
We got a follow-up gift. It's a Quisp bobblehead doll, and it turns out that all of the Quisp merchandise comes from listener Rob Cox. So thank you, Rob, for hooking us up with
cereal. Is there an explanation as to why he's got all the Quisp stuff?
I think he needs a life.
No. Rob Cox, follow up why Quisp and why the passion, please.
Because we know Quisp has been discontinued.
Yes.
We're just curious why you've stockpiled it, and I'd love to know that. Mm. Is that it? Are we ready
Yes, we can start the mailbag at this time.
Halloween happy marked the big 5-0 for Kim and Tony. Happy Alice Gutzum Geburtstag.
Yeah, that's German for happy birthday.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
Alles gut zum Geburtstag.
She just threw some German. Is that you or is that hers?
That's hers.
Oh, okay.
He happy just knows German.
Yeah, we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Kevin White, a year deeper into his douchebag 30s. He may be a douchebag, but he loves our bonus shows.
Woo, that's
nice. By the way, here's a little tease on the bonus show. When we get to the bonus show today, we have both Ashley and Mac, who will be in studio discussing all the details of the Ashley
Mayhem
Halloween party.
Monkey shines. Yes.
And by the way, and the only reason we're doing it in the bonus show is because Ashley said she wants to cuss a lot.
Yeah.
All right, moving along here. Super P1 Tony Lamb has a birthday on Sunday, and all he wants is a TMOS birthday greeting and a girlfriend. So happy birthday, Tony. You're halfway there. Let me play the official I don't have a girlfriend sound effect.
Tony Lamb.
Birthday.
Young Jonas Godwin is 16 today, and he stands 6'5".
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
At 16, wow.
He loves the show almost as much as his dad does. Well, I wonder if he is pursuing any kind of high school athletics being 6'5", or if he's just a tall kid that likes to watch television, like a boy I know that was tall.
Actually, Mike, there was more of the letter that I put in. He is interested in sports. He wants to be a jockey.
That's insane. Thank you. Thank you very much. Scott Nelson turned 54 yesterday. Can't wait to see you, pal. Looking forward to it. And by the way, if you like this, the DC Improv will be filled with this kind of comedy.
On fire.
On Saturday as Rob continues to drink. What's your beverage of choice going to be during the live show
as we enjoy an
afternoon of day drinking?
It's going to have to be a golden beverage, because if it's a brown beverage, I'll be dead by 6.
Yeah, I might go with the brown beverage.
Oh,
wow.
The turn by 5.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Scott Nelson turned 54 yesterday.
He's skipping gears.
Calm down, Pony. His brother tells us that he never misses an episode and that he thinks Oscar is hot.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, nice. Send me a pic.
Birthday number 15 this Sunday for Madeline Bird. Listening to TMOS with her dad has made her a big fan of the show, much to her mom's consternation. Well, to hell with you, Mom.
Yeah, burn in hell, Mom.
Hey.
It's another preview to hour 2 of the live show. At the Improv.
She listens and enjoys it just like you. Name's Norm. I'm a pizza delivery boy.
Just like you.
Happy birthday, Madeline. Peter Little is excited a lot. November 5th marks the 38th anniversary of his exit from his mom's birth canal. You wouldn't have written that. His words, not ours. Thank you. Yay. Okay, that
was interesting. Very nice. Very nice.
Moving on to the letters. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and interns. Thanks for all the wonderful shows this year. Last year, I wrote in for my son, Bryce Patton Williams. I requested the I Don't Care song for him, and you guys had a blast playing it. This year, I was going to request Caitlin's Hey, because that is his favorite now. People dig this show. When we are at the stoplight, he sometimes rolls the window down and yells it out to the people in the cars next to us. It absolutely gets me laughing out loud when he does it. Oh, God, that's making me laugh. However, with the passing of Kevin Meaney, I feel Bryce would appreciate giving some love to one of his most favorite comedians. So if you could play I Don't Care for Bryce Williams, turning 9 on Saturday, I would appreciate it. What a great letter. Thanks for all the laughs. Chris Williams. Chris, you're a good guy. Let it fly, Rob.
Actually, that's, Mike, before we do it, let's just, I mean, it's short.
Hey!
Why can't we have them both? I say we have cake and ice cream.
Hey!
And now the great Kevin Meaney.
I don't care. I don't care.
Oh,
my jokes
it.
Don't go over. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. He does not care. Oh! One more time.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey.
I love rolling it out the, down the window. Other guys, hey.
That's great.
That's just too funny. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. Greetings from, is it Ripon, California?
Ripon. Ripon.
Ripon, California. The almond capital of the world.
Hey.
First off, I would like to offer an apology. Yesterday was my birthday, and I had every intention of calling you on Wide Open Wednesday to extend my greetings. However, it was a tad early for me on the West Coast, and I did not awake from my sleep number bed in time. Yay,
no!
You got a sleep number bed.
You pass.
Alas, maybe next time. In keeping with my own birthday tradition, I have no request for you. Rather, I say thank you for continuing to produce a quality product day in, day out. Your podcast routinely has me laughing out loud while I work around the house. It usually results in a strange look from my wife as I work. I mean, who laughs out loud while washing dishes? I do. I get it. And thank you for giving us the gift of your talents every day. Thanks from Nate Finley. P.S. Here in Ripon, almond is pronounced like salmon. So Ammon?
Ammon. They don't say it. Yeah, Ammon.
Ammons?
Ammons.
Ammon. Ammon.
Ammons.
Oh, almond. Yeah. I don't know. Why, you ask? When almonds are harvested, farmers shake the trees and the almonds fall to the ground. In other words, they shake the L out of them.
Get it?
Thank you very much, Nate. Sometimes the PSs are a little bit of a roadblock. Let's move on. Hi, guys. I don't have any impression requests for Mike, nor hoops that I'd like the show to jump through, but I do want to make an observation. While it is a fact that all interns have a limited assignment with the show, whenever the time comes that intern Ashley moves on, her laugh will be greatly missed. It's a
Aww,
pure delight.
That's
Isn't
sweet.
That nice, Ashley? Somebody wrote a letter to you.
Just about you.
That's incredible. I'll listen off the air before this begins to sound stalkery. Mike Harper.
Hi. Hey, Mike Harper. Sure do that, like that girl laugh. Love that girly laugh.
We should probably add a disclaimer that Ashley, this is probably not a conversation we should have on air, but you'll get a lot of Facebook requests.
You don't have to accept all of them.
No, please don't. It's very scary.
No, if he wants to perhaps, if Mr. Harper wants to have you back to the house for French fried potatoes and mustard.
He can request me. Oh, dear. My name's Harper, Mike Harper. Wonder if she'd ramp that laugh off if I tickled her a bit.
Sorry. Had to say that.
It's creepy.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, et al. I am a longtime listener of all things Mike O'Mara ever since listening to Don and Mike while driving home from school when I was 16. Unfortunately, I was unable to buy a T-shirt due to having to pay bills, so I decided to put my ballot where I couldn't put my wallet. Instead of voting for either of the candidates, I despise them both. I decided to vote for a couple of guys I can actually look up to. Now I can be proud of my vote. Thank you for all you do. I'm also thinking of going back to school for my MBA. If it's not too much to ask, can Oscar, as a successful MBA graduate, give me one reason to do it and one reason not to? Forever a fan, David Cubbage. And here's his ballot with my name written in. And there's, what's the other name?
Oh, it's me. I'm going to be your vice president. I'm your Mike
Rob
Pence.
Rob Spiewak. Yeah. So there it is. Rob and I have written
it
on the bottom.
It really is written into
the
ballot.
It's a real ballot. I normally wouldn't attach the photo, but I marveled at it. I thought it was very cool.
Pretty cool. Oscar, one reason to do the MBA program.
The MBA program is going to open up doors you never had available to you.
And one reason not to do it.
Cash flow. It's going to cost a lot of money.
All right, very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Moving right on. Hi, guys. I am writing to tell you that my husband, Randy, has been a fan since 1993. He introduced me to TMOS when we first got together in 2011, and now we listen every night during dinner. That's cool. Randy's birthday is this Sunday, and I got him tickets to the live improv show. We will be arriving in D.C. on Thursday. Well, we have to single Randy out. Yeah. Maybe I'll sing the... Wouldn't it be great if we get the whole audience to sing the happy birthday song?
Oh,
the way we sing it?
Yeah.
We're both looking forward to seeing you there. I put seeing in quotes as we are both blind. No joke.
That's cool. That
is
so
that.
Cool.
That, I'd also love it if you could what was that? What did he say?
That is so cool. What's so cool that they're blind?
It's cool that they have found each other and they're making a life together.
Oh, I thought that they're
coming
to the live
show. And they're coming to the live show.
Yeah. 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 And also,
we should put them up front so they could feel and touch us while we're doing the live show.
We'll do it. Yeah. Okay. We see.
Yeah, and then they can go outside and read the hood of his car.
That's right. That's wonderful that they're both going to be there. I'd also love it if you could sing Randy the traditional song. We're going to do that. He's a big fan. You want to wait till they're at the show on
Saturday?
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
And as far as Brenda Horowitz, who wrote this in, let me just say that, isn't she lovely? Okay, that's a Stevie Wonder joke, Brenda. I hope you get that. Thank you. Thank you very much. And
we
is this
are the worst ever.
Is this the last one?
This is the last letter, Mike. And also, it's a bit complicated, but he put a lot of effort into it. So I beg you, please be patient with him. I think you're going to like it if you get through it.
All right. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I think you're going to like this.
Listener Paul McAdam writes, as a belated salute to my beautiful wife Patrice's birthday, it was on October 30th, I'd like to offer Mike a dealer's choice. Either Jackie Stallone reading the Crest Toothpaste Credo, A, below, or Alan Melvin, Sam the Butcher, reading the lyrics of Bob Dylan's I Want You, B, below, or Bob Dole reading the transcript of Donald Trump's conversation with Billy Bush. See below. Okay, let's spin the wheel.
Yeah, and, it could be any of these, Mike.
Rob, you know which one it's going to be.
I know.
Absolutely.
Let's
spin it right there. Okay. Pen in the hand.
Oh, it has been a while.
Let's
it
bring in Bob Dole. All right. All right, we're going to bring Bob Dole.
Don't do it before the door opens.
This is an oldie but goodie here.
Really
Let's bring him in here right now, everybody.
Mr.
Hey,
Dole.
Bob Dole.
Hey, Bob.
Dole. Yeah, better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her, you know. I'm automatically attracted to beautiful women. Yeah, I just start kissing them. You know what I mean? It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. You can grab them by the... You can do anything. Bob Dole. Bob Dole. Bob Dole. There it is. That's the Donald Trump bus conversation as read by Bob Dole. I don't know.
Just like
it's
real life.
Stupid show. And we'll have to edit out the other part. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would go with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
You
Do you like it when you send me a text, Oscar, and you hear the ding on the show?
It actually went really well with the spot.
It did. It sounded like an added effect.
The timing was right on it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know I love my Harry's. The shave is so smooth, the closeness, the comfortable glide, and so much cheaper than Big Razor. Big Razor sucks.
They probably don't want me to say
that at Harry's, but it's true. Unlike Big Razor, Harry's doesn't upcharge. Harry's just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're keeping their prices exactly the same. Harry's five-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip. And yes, the blades are still $2 each, as opposed to the $4 or more you'd pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's quality is always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. We have been talking to you about Harry's. All you have to do is grab those razors yourself, put them in your medicine cabinet, put them in your drawer in your bathroom, use them, and you will know what we know, that it is an incredible product. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they will send you their popular free trial set that comes with a razor five-blade cartridge and shaving gel free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter our code TMOS at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order absolutely free. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. The live show. It's live show week on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is all going to culminate on Saturday when we are broadcasting live from live on tape from the DC Improv. And we're very, very excited about it. Looking forward to seeing a lot of friends from around the country that are coming in, especially for our show. And then it's across the street right after the DC Improv sold out show. And we go to the Mad Hatter for a lovely little meet and greet. I talked about the beverages of choice. I'm kind of curious about the dress code. Have you given thought? Of course you have, Rob Spiewak, to your outfit. What are you going to be resplendent in?
I am going to go with a sport jacket and a new shirt. It's sort of a shiny shirt. It's a little different for me.
Oh, silk?
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a cotton blend, I believe. But it is a silvery look.
Something breathable.
And it is, Mike, French cuffs. So I will be wearing cufflinks. So... No tie.
You'll be wearing cufflinks.
No tie. Okay. Whether or not I'm going to wear an ascot is yet to be determined.
All right. Oscar, what are you planning on wearing?
Mike, I have a tux I'll be wearing. Full
are
tux.
You really wearing a tuxedo?
Yes.
You're wearing a tuxedo?
Yes.
So you will be the best dressed of the bunch?
As and, usual, yes.
Well, you know, technically it's not appropriate to wear a tuxedo for a daytime show. That's evening wear. It's kind of being a dick
what
do
you,
about
what say you?
Well, I can wear what I want. I'm an adult. So. Who cares?
I mean, as an adult, you could go and pee in the backyard too. But I mean, it's not appropriate, is what I'm saying.
Don't you want me looking good next year?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's right. Thank you, Judge Judy.
I wear what you're going to wear on a daily basis. I like to dress up for the people.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah, and I mean,
for
you
the
know.
People.
No chance that you really have normally. See, I was going to throw the sport coat and the shirt on, and I usually
Mike's
cash
the cool
it up
guy.
And then you.
Oh,
wear,
there's no danger wear... of me looking cool. Don't worry about that.
No, but I mean, you normally wear like the cool outfit.
Yeah,
but,
like full
you know.
Tux.
No, let's
leopard print.
Let's let Oscar have a day. Let's let Oscar have a day with his evening wear.
He can wear. Well, he's wearing a uniform, and you know, you're wearing exactly what I'm wearing.
Well, no, it's not exactly. Maybe our coats are different colors.
This is when I bow out, gentlemen. Enjoy.
No, I just, you know, usually you kind of have a specialty thing. I guess the cufflinks are special.
The cufflinks are special. I could wear a tie. You want me in a tie?
No, because you're not going to be comfortable in a tie. I don't want you to be comfortable.
What about a top hat?
What about you?
We're taping our show, so we're not going to be able to...
Hey, you like that?
We're taping our show, so we can't wear a hat because we're going
to
have
headphones. That's true.
On,
we'd have to be like, what's the guy's name? Bonanna Joe.
Bonanna.
He's got his driver's cap. He's got the driver's cap.
I can wear the driver's cap.
Oh, yeah.
Under the headphones.
He looks pretty tough with that on.
Sure.
You know, if the show would pay for it, I'd wear a specialty jacket, but I'm not going to do that because I'd go back to the place where I got my sport coat from my college reunion, but I was planning on wearing that again. Oh, I know that's not what showbiz people
It's economies of scale.
What
you
color
gotta wear
is it?
More than once to make it worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Is it a dark color?
It's a dark sort of plaid color.
Okay, so we'll be different because mine is just it's like a tweed. It's very different.
A tweed?
Yeah, it's like a wool jacket.
Well, that's not going to really... It's going to be hot up there with a tweed
jacket.
Just
shut up, Tuxedo. It's going to be fine. You think I haven't given this any thought? Damn it.
Have you thought about wearing a Halloween costume? I mean, now what I'm doing here is just trying to spice up the show a little bit.
We've already sold it out.
I know we've already
sold
it out.
Have you thought about wearing a costume?
No, I'm the star
neither.
Of the show.
It says
thank
the Michael
Mara
show. He does
yes,
what he wants.
There you go. I can do what the hell I want.
He tells
Come on.
Us what he
no,
wants.
I was just thinking. No, what I'm trying to do is just, the tuxedo is a little over the top, which
it
I
is.
Think is kind of fun. And I was just wondering, as far as something, what you're wearing is easy.
Oh, he wants you to work for it. Like work for
it's
our show.
It's rather short notice.
I know it is. And By the way, this is your call.
Rofo
so
is loving
care.
This, by
I was
the
just,
way.
I was thinking, in past, you've worn the dinner jacket with the tuxedo tie. You've worn a tuxedo before.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's sort of past. And also, that was for a live show, not for a live taping. This is different. This is a different thing.
Well, no, I want you to be, here's the thing. I want you to be comfortable on stage with your weight. Like I
would
be.
Oh no!
Then we're
and
back.
Low blow.
No, I am. Funny. No, I'm going to be. I'm fat, and I'm as fat as a house again. So I'm wearing something that's going to be comfortable. My question is to have like the balance of the three of us. It's just like when you and I do other things that are similar. It always makes me uncomfortable, and so I'm wondering if.
But it's such
there
a generic
another,
thing. It's a generic
I know,
thing.
That's
it's not
the
like-
whole point. That's the point. Because I'd like the three of us to look a little different. It's like Don and I used to have these conversations, by the way.
Really?
When we,
I
yes,
never knew that.
Tell us more.
Yeah, well, we would actually say, what are you going to wear for a photo shoot or something like that?
Right.
You going to wear that? No, I'm not going to wear the exact same thing. You want to have,
it.
Rob has picked, of course, like me, the exact same outfit. That's the lazy fat ass outfit.
Well, it's
and
not,
I'm wearing the same lazy fat ass outfit, and I'm not happy about that. That's the problem. But I can't tell Rob not to wear the lazy fat ass outfit because I'm wearing the lazy fat ass outfit.
It has little to
untucked
do-
shirt, big ass tarp sport coat. What kind of pants?
Khakis.
I'm wearing
jeans. Yes, yeah.
So that's different.
That's different.
The thing is, I go back to remembering when you would have that kind of sizzle with
showbiz
outfit,
suits.
Well, showbiz sizzle is in the rearview mirror when you hit the big three, Mike. Because I've got enough formal wear in my closet to open a small menswear store.
Right.
However, none of them button. So there's
so
the
you
problem.
Can't wear, so you can't. I mean,
what about open jacket?
Button at all, or button the top button?
I could have an open jacket, but my shoulder blades would be touching in the back. All right, these are.
How about this? When you say button in the front. Do you have a tuxedo shirt that buttons like without the neck buttoning, but buttons up?
I think I have a tux shirt. I have to look. I don't know.
Because what I was thinking is just the. Oscar's wearing formal wear.
He can wear a bow tie. I can wear a tie. He can wear a bow tie.
Well, no, he doesn't have a. He's saying that he doesn't have the shirt to wear.
I could wear a bow tie.
Yeah.
Do you really want to wear the bow tie?
Well, you know what? There's one thing I do love about the bow tie, and that is halfway through the show, you can untie it and let it dangle like Jerry used to do.
And Rob ties his bow tie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and
the
so
Rob
I'll
bow tie
wear a
look,
tie, but, a skinny black tie, and he can wear whatever bow tie he
and
wants.
And I can wear the casual like
no
sport
tie.
Coat.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be a lovely balance. But it's your ultimate. I swear to God, it's your call. Ultimately.
Well, you see, you can't just lay out 8 minutes of do this and then say it's your call.
What about
because
no?
I hate it when we. I hate it if we're going to look the same. There's going to be so much clothing up there that it's going to be
yards of fabric.
No, you know what it's going to be. Seriously, it's going to be Dora the Explorer and the twin manatees. That's what it's going to look like up
I'm
there.
I'm Diego.
And yeah, you're taking Go Diego Go.
Go Diego Go to the formal wear store.
Which one's Mike O'Mara?
I don't think there's going to be
the one next
any.
To the brown guy.
No, you get me, right?
I understand.
Trying,
yeah.
You know I'm really not trying to bust your
tux.
Didn't
you have a tux for Reno that when you were a little larger?
Yeah,
does that
actually,
one fit?
Yeah, it does, but it's sort of a one-time use because it's the leopard skin collar.
But it's been 2 years.
But still,
see that would you'd be able to get away with that. But no, you know if you're gonna go with the Pee Wee Herman look, that's cool too. You know that. Well, that's the bow tie. I always tell them that's the Pee Wee Herman. Look, when you wear,
you know
the bow
what?
Tie.
Maybe the bow tie doesn't have to be.
Hold on. You know what? I'm taking it off. This is off of me, and I hate to do this to
what?
You.
What? No, it's fine.
By the way, for the live show, Rob has been working his ass off.
Yeah, he's been working really hard
and doing a really, really great job of it. And I'm proud of both of you guys for all the work that's going into this live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great day on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. But it would really be. I love one of the things I've always enjoyed about the live shows, and it doesn't have to be formal wear. It doesn't have, but I've always loved looking forward to. And when I wrote this down to talk about, I was just going to like pick your brains, and
sure.
Then I realized how much I really love you. Wearing an outfit, wearing some kind of outfit, something different. Here's the thing. Could you just play with it a little bit and
sure.
Whatever you want to do? Because you're a funny guy, and I know if you do that, I don't want to add anything to your plate. I really don't. But is there a chance you could maybe just come up with something that might be a little different? And I'm not talking about the bow tie. I'm not going to bust your balls.
I have an idea.
Wear.
Oh, this will be good.
I have an idea.
I'm not. Rob, I swear to God, now I'm in your corner. I'm not going to let him bust your balls.
No, this will be good.
What is your idea, Austin?
What is the common theme about Rob's wardrobe here in studio and when we worked with him in Manassas? When
we were
in
DC, Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks, khaki shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Right? What if we let him be him? Let Rob be him, but instead of a big shirt, a coat, a bow tie, we just get him the appropriate size tuxedo T-shirt.
Oh, no. No, hold I'm on, not going to do no, that to let, him. He wants
can
you
we
to
let
wear
the
a tuxedo
silence
suit.
Hang in the room a little longer? I know that dead air is something that we all hate, but on the count of three, let's just have a moment of silence, okay? I don't usually ask for much, but I'm going
understand.
To ask for this now. So, 1, 2, 3.
I thought it was genius.
Here you go. You know what? Here's who I need. We got a break because I got to do the news. But here's who I want you to ask. Don't hit the music yet.
All right.
Ask Kristen Chubbuck.
What I should do?
Just get some fashion advice from her. She's got a kind of a large husband too, right? I mean, he's a big guy, right? He's a big guy.
Well, no, he's thin.
He's thin?
Yeah.
The Chubbucks?
Yeah.
She's blonde, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I stumbled on her Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
You have undersold Mrs. Chubbuck for all these years.
I have not. I never have.
Mrs. Chubbuck is strong
I think
to the
perhaps,
hoop.
Yeah. I think you mentally underestimated her. Yeah.
You wear whatever. If you want to do the bow tie, if you want to do whatever the combination is, you got the jackets. I understand. I don't want you to wear
Mike,
the formal tux.
Amazon. We can get him the appropriate size tuxedo T-shirt tomorrow.
I'll tell you what.
Why don't you go sit next to a guy in a tuxedo T-shirt?
Go to an auto body shop. And then continue your racial profile, and then we'll just see each other on Saturday, and we'll do the show. I will come up with something. I'm thinking perhaps a combination of, I could do the leopard skin jacket again, because it has been 2 years. It's a good
looking
coat.
A week after Halloween, so technically you're kind of within that Halloween
window. And
you're
Mr. Showbiz.
There's one thing that
pick
would make
a side.
There's one
God
thing.
Damn it!
Outside of all this, that would be a last minute like purchase and stuff, but... maybe not. I won't even bring it up. I won't even bring it up.
All right.
Something that if you were in an outfit like this, it would be. You know what got me thinking about you and outfits and stuff? You posted a picture, or it was on your Facebook page, of your Amy Winehouse costume.
Oh, which so funny.
Was the greatest, funniest costume.
That was a good one.
Anyone ever in my radio career, and that's saying something, that I've been associated with ever
and
wore.
And he was drunk.
Rob went
very
loaded, and he wore the Amy Winehouse wig. That is Jesus. I've never laughed harder. I was seven feet tall.
I remember. I was there.
I was a mountain of a man. I just fantasize about you walking out in some sort of priest costume. I don't know.
You're just a weird man sometimes.
I don't know. Have fun with it. Out of the box, Rob. Out of the box, you know?
Anything
and
goes.
You know what? That'll be the last thing we discuss. I will not say another word about it. You know when I will know? I will know when we are backstage at the Improv on Saturday.
A lot of pressure.
Excellent.
That's how that
no
goes.
No pressure whatsoever.
I didn't want to do that. I'm so sorry. I want everybody to be
well. At least you didn't wait cool. to the last minute. It'll be good.
Thank you. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. The news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Living it up in the
city. It's Tony and Gary.
This week on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
Okay, right now we're going to play Hollywood Squares. Tony, you're going to start. Rob's the square.
All right, very good.
Neil Armstrong carried a piece of what when he walked on the moon?
A piece of ass.
No,
That's not going to be the answer. I wish we had Bruce Valanche on this show.
We do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, from Hollywood Squares, Bruce Valanche is on this week's episode of the show. I forgot.
You see, we get great people.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app. Piece of ass.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Your evening anchor.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Hint Water. Do me a favor. Somebody loan me the money to get this. Order it from where you guys are and send it down here to Florida. I am so addicted to this water.
It's great, right?
I'm not kidding you.
It's really great.
It is great. Everybody knows you should drink 8 glasses of water, but water's boring. That's why you should try Hint Water, started by Kara Golden. It is so good. It is such a delicious fruit flavor. You do not feel like you're drinking something that's bad for you. My favorite is absolutely the blackberry. I love, 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 love great tasting water. They've got watermelon, peach, mango. Hint is pure water infused with the taste of fresh fruit. That's it. Never boring. They've got it there. No sugar, no chemicals. Great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. I love this stuff. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water as the best flavored water. I love their berry flavor. It's so good.
I'm drinking
right
it
now.
Today. It's amazing.
Isn't it great?
The weird thing is you taste the flavor as you bring the water to your lips. You taste the water as you swallow it, but then it's not cloying. It's just...
No.
Just the
There's
right
a
amount
lightness
of,
to it.
Yeah,
There's
it's
a
great.
Lightness
it's
to
great.
It. And really, if you're somebody that really gets tired of the whole boring water thing, Hint Water is for you. Right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door. That includes 3 bottles each of Hint's most favorite flavors, pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and my favorite, blackberry. Normally $24 for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TMOS. That's drinkhint.com/TMOS. drinkhint.com/TMOS. And we love it. And I hope they add my favorite flavor, which is nameberry. Nameberry is
great berry.
This tastes better than anything I've ever eaten before.
I spilled anyway. It. He's nameberry.
There we News. Are. All right, Hulk Hogan was awarded $140 million in his lawsuit against Gawker.com for posting clips of his sex tape online. Instead of appealing the verdict or the amount, Gawker offered to settle with Hogan for $31 million.
Wow. That's and incredible. I bet Hulk has some money put away anyway.
Oh,
He is going to be set.
Plus a piece of Gawker's upcoming $135 million sale to Univision. Just think about that when you're thinking about those numbers. We're not talking about $135 billion. We're talking about $31 million out of their $135 million. I mean, that's a huge
Do you know how he was able to successfully sue Gawker, which I think he was in the right 100%?
I'd love to know. How was he able to do it?
Gawker has done, in some people's opinions, a lot of bad things in the past, right? That they have like really... use predatory tactics to hurt people, end people's careers.
Sort of how they built the site.
Yeah, and at one point they had outed a Silicon Valley executive, and that's someone that wanted to remain private, and they outed him, right? Yeah.
Right.
And this executive, and if you're an executive in Silicon Valley, you have deep pockets, figured out a way, and he saw the opportunity where Hulk Hogan was... And the sex video that came out, he was within his rights to fight Gawker. So he bankrolled the entire lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Did he really?
And he crippled Gawker, and it's now shuttered.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
So let's find somebody to help us sue Fairfax Underground. All right? I'm going to find a bankroll, okay? I'm coming for you, dude.
That's how the Hulkster was able to take down such a huge media, juggernaut.
Because that guy built the bridge for him. Yeah.
The guy's name was Peter Thiel.
Yes.
He was outed by Gawker 9 years ago. He said, quote, "It's less about revenge and more about specific deterrence." What a beautiful word that is.
Mm. Yeah.
Specific deterrence. Hey, if it gets the crap offline, some of the garbage that's out there, some of the nastiness, I think that's a good thing. And that's just a tremendous amount of money. It's stunning to think that he got
that much. But to fight to get that
You got to spend.
The Hulkster, no way he could have spent those dollars, no, right?
Right,
no.
Right. Well, congratulations to him, and I think justice was served. Val Kilmer has no cancer whatsoever. This is good
news. Oh, that's fantastic.
According to a lengthy note posted on the actor's Facebook page Tuesday night, the message refutes rumors earlier this week, started by friend and former co-star Michael Douglas. Here's the quote. I love Michael Douglas, but he is misinformed, Kilmer's post starts. The last time I spoke to him was almost 2 years ago when I asked him for a referral for a specialist to get a diagnosis for a lump in my throat. Since then, Kilmer says he's received treatment from a team at UCLA, and he is rehabbing steadily. I love Val Kilmer, and I hope he's doing well. And it says he's got appearances coming up for his Mark Twain show, and I really, really hope he's doing great and wish him nothing but the best.
That is so cool, because when those rumors break, invariably, when all the details come out, it's worse.
Right.
Well, here's the online once again. I think Michael Douglas was, his heart was in the right place. He was speaking out of school. He didn't know because mm-hmm. they hadn't spoken, but he thought that maybe Val Kilmer had the same situation he had. Val Kilmer has had pictures where he was dealing with these health issues.
Yeah.
And I'm here, you know, I just root for the guy to be well. That's yeah. what I hope for, so that's a good thing. The unstoppable list makers at Forbes.com have released their annual list of the highest paid women in music. And this year, we've got it for you. We'll go 10 to 1. Celine Dion, 27 mil. Shania Twain, 27.5.
Wow,
you wouldn't think that she's
still
there.
Even working?
That's Vegas, baby.
Yeah,
that's the
I guess
Vegas
she has
deal.
The residency, right?
Another Vegas performer, Britney Spears, 30.5 million. J-Lo, 39.5. Katy Perry, 41 million. Beyonce, 54 million. Rihanna, 75 mil. Madonna, still getting it done. She
Madonna.
Tours a lot, too. Madonna, 76.5 million. Adele, 80.5 million. And ladies and gentlemen, at number one, pretty easy if you think about it.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess? Won't bother me if you get it
Taylor
right.
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is the winner. $170 million for Taylor Swift. Ooh. How about that?
A lot of bread.
Almost as much bread. Hearts.
Almost as much bread as Adele.
And remember, where there's bread, there's yeast.
Yes.
Anyway, moving right along. Hey, I don't know. That could be anybody on the list. The science is still out on this, but getting a flu shot now might be better than getting one back in July or August. Well, that's good news for me. I got one this week.
Good.
Some experts think they can start to wear off by the time flu season hits, especially if you're over 65. And another recent study found that time of day might matter as well. Researchers in England looked at 276 people who either got their shot in the morning or the afternoon. They found the shots worked a lot better in the ones that got them in the morning. Isn't this weird?
How can that even be?
Here's what happened. They tested each person's blood for the type of antibodies you get from having a flu shot. The more you have, the less likely you are to get sick. And the ones who got their shots in the morning had way more antibodies than a month later.
Oh.
So that's how they did it. Not clear why, but they think it might have something to do with how your white blood cells circulate through your body during the day.
I don't know about that. Blood cells.
Yes, boring story. A new study found the top 10 things people steal during the holiday season. Check it out. Number 10, gourmet chocolate.
Back to the Adele list.
Number nine, children's toys. Number 8, perfume and cologne. Number 7, alcohol. I don't know why I'm doing Jack Kent.
I love it, though.
Number 6, meat and seafood. In your pants.
Yeah. I have a lobster in my pants.
Number 5, winter clothes. Number 4, clothing accessories. Number 3, electronics. Number 2, leather clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
And number 1, electronics accessories like cell phone cases.
Speaking of leather clothes, sir, do you have a receipt for that codpiece?
There you go. Yes, sir. And now a little something-something. Police in Boynton Beach, Florida, got a call earlier this week about a naked guy driving around a neighborhood and exposing himself to random people on the street. Not unusual in my home state.
No.
When they got there, they pulled over the driver, who turned out to be 56-year-old Kurt Jenkins. He was naked, mostly. Kurt wasn't wearing any clothes, but he did have some wires attached to his nether regions.
Oh, Kurt.
And they were connected to some kind of electronic device.
Oh, no.
We don't know what exactly the device did, but I'd feel safe guessing it was some sort of instrument of stimulus. That's what I'm
stimuli.
Guessing. He was arrested for lewd and lascivious exhibition, exposure of sexual organs, and resisting arrest. And I know I've done a lot of them, but I'm sorry. They're coming in this time of the year as we get into the holidays.
It is like the season. Fire.
Here we go. Florida. Our perverts are electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Oh, man. Always wished I got more commercials doing that impression. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Like it or not, the holidays are upon us. The holidays should be fun. They can also be a hassle.
Yeah.
Amazon.com has everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. Anytime you purchase something, we get a little credit. We love it. So whether it's a Thanksgiving centerpiece, an electric carving knife, a new menorah, a priest costume.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Such a dick.
Or gifts for your favorite podcast host, like a giant bishop outfit.
Ah, yes, the bishop.
Cardinal Robert. Cardinal Robert.
How about Monsignor Not Gonna Happen?
Okay. It would be great if it would. Anyway, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Relax this holiday season and shop Amazon. Rob has a little funkiness about dressing up ever since like the old days, right?
Well, there's a little bit of
I mean, you don't like being told what to wear.
And Stockholm syndrome a little bit.
I'm not telling you what to wear. I'm saying, could we have some sort of surprise?
Yes, there will be a surprise. I'll look into it. Absolutely. But we can't reveal it now because then it's not a surprise.
And also, you know, it's material either way. That's the way I look at it.
And when I wear it, it's lots and lots of material.
Okay. Without further ado, let's open up
the
Audio Vault for today, Thursday, November
3. Omar the Tin Maker.
2016. Oh, my God. What do you got for us today?
Lots of stuff about the World Series last night, of
course.
Nice. But, you know, Bill Murray has made 1,000 brief appearances that aren't funny. He's very excited.
He was so genuinely delighted.
He was delighted.
I only saw one clip of him before I went to bed, but it was great watching his face.
The one clip that I saw online that I didn't see on any of the news outlets this morning, BuzzFeed had a live camera outside Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Just where the people gathered, and they had that classic, that iconic Wrigley Field lighted sign outside.
It was actually a live feed that they ran online all night.
This is so cool. This is when the sign changes that says Cubs win. And you see a crowd. You see, I guess it's Addison Street, 1060 West Addison.
I'm not sure, but I guess so. Yeah.
It is genuinely cubically full of people. You just can't move. And this is the sound when they won. This is electric. For about 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's 108 years of suffering sports fans. Oh, God.
And when
when
they sat back and started to write this long story about how
can
this
could play
out.
Can you give me the beginning of that again? That's
sure.
just spectacular.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get better than that.
And I thought, you know, this is going to be kind of a drag because even if the Cubs pull this out, they're going to do it as an away game, which is kind of a drag for the Cubs fans. But this really, to me, makes it okay because you've got thousands of Cubs fans all together in their town seeing it happen together. So if you want to watch the entire 5-hour feed, it's at BuzzFeed. But that's the best moment right there.
By the way, these aren't the Richie Riches that are in Cleveland.
No.
These are the people that are such big fans. They poured out onto the street. That's fantastic. Oh, I get chills with that.
I love that.
That is so cool. Very, very cool.
But just, Mike, while you have faith in humanity, let me go ahead and dispel it. In Oklahoma, there is a man named John Pinney. I like to bring you the good and the bad. He was walking down the street, and he saw a police car. Police car was unlocked, Police car had keys in it, so he stole it. That's not the best of it. While he was stealing the police car and going on a high-speed chase that lasted for over an hour, and at speeds at nearing 120 miles an hour, he was on, that's right, Facebook Live.
Okay, if you don't believe me right now, look, check it out. From Tulsa to Wausau right now, I'm in the cop car. Where's my sirens at? Hear my siren, look. Check it out.
Where's my sirens at?
You don't believe me? I swear right now, happy Halloween. Like, this what? This I'm gonna go out to right here. Hey, look. It is what it is, man.
Smart.
I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
All right, first of all, it is what it is the mark of a moron right there. And here's some advice for
kind
John Penny. You can help it.
The bar industry.
You can help it. When you say you can't help it, stealing a car is a choice.
I believe he may have been under the influence of a substance.
Yeah, he was under the influence of stupidity is what he was.
Okay.
He looked like he could have been sober and dumb. That's my call.
Really?
We spoke to Tulsa Police Sergeant Steve Stoltz, and you would think the police would be against going on Facebook Live when you commit Grand Theft Auto. Not so.
I would encourage every criminal out there to Facebook Live their crimes so that we can catch you a lot easier and use that Facebook Live at your trial to get a better conviction.
There you go. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. It is what it is.
Now, Mike, this is a voice that I know you're particularly fond of, so I isolated it. You know how they do the mean tweets on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Uh-huh.
Last night was the 50th anniversary of the CMA Awards, but I think the CMA Awards airs about 10 times a year, so it's only been around for like 5 years. That's the math I've got on it.
Yeah, with a rating last night of 2.
Yeah, everyone watched it.
Everybody was watching the CMAs last night.
Sure, all their licorice hats. Anyway, This was one isolated moment. This is an actual mean tweet received by your buddy, Trace Adkins.
Just because you have a beard, a ponytail, and a cowboy hat doesn't mean you can sing. You know how I know? Trace Adkins.
That's one of the great voices of all time.
That is.
That is a take me out to the ball game.
Now, there's a guy named Kyle Hill who is a podcaster and a public speaker, and he was doing a keynote address, but he wanted to do something. This was the biggest crowd he had ever addressed. It was about 1,400 people, and he said before they started, he wanted to know what it sounded like if 1,400 people all cracked their knuckles at the same time. Now, you would think when you crack your knuckles, it's mostly for yourself. Most people don't hear it.
Right.
Here's 1,400 people in a concert hall cracking their knuckles.
Let's do this. So this is what 1,400 people cracking their knuckles at one sounds like. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, gross.
He got what he wanted. That's fantastic.
All right, now, normally we close with one tape. Today we're going to have to close with a series of three because they all set up each other, all right?
All right.
Mike, I think this dates back, as a matter of fact, I know it does, to our terrestrial days on the radio. Right. Uh-huh. You always loved the tape of the baby turtle humping the shoe. Remember this? Yeah.
Right.
Your recall is fantastic.
Thank you.
Trending yesterday around YouTube is a mating tortoise.
Right.
This tortoise sounds like it's saying, wow. And who wouldn't, right? Because maybe, you know, he's having a good time. But here's the mating tortoise that appears to be saying, wow.
Wow.
All right. One more. All right. Now, all set up to now. This begs the question. What if the mating tortoise were to hang out with Owen Wilson?
Oh, wow.
What would that sound like?
All right.
It's a lot better than 1,400 knuckles cracking, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Flippers and all. Wow. How'd that affect you with guys?
Wow. This is a nice boat.
Wow. Right? Great. Amazing.
Sounds like that. That's your magic audio ball. Nice. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's it. Hey, let's go, Cubbies. Way to go. Congratulations to the Cubs fans. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick. Our address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our mailbag. We had a good one today. Can be sent every week to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you. Thanks for your continuing passionate support of all things TMOS. And please spread the word about our show all over the world, especially to people that may have listened to us in the past.
Right.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Wow.
Ciao, ciao.
Yo, TMOSers, hook me up. It's Rob Mayer. I need you to watch my show on Comedy Central. It's November 6th, 11:30 p.m. It's called Heart to the City. It's myself and Kevin Hart. I'm going to be huge. Operation Leave Joe Behind. Hashtag Heart of the City. Hashtag Mayor of the City. Rob Mayer, Heart of the City, November 6th, Comedy Central. Watch me so I can say goodbye to you forever.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.